Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. And joining us this morning is Dick Gehring with the National Bison Association. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well. You're located in Kansas.
I am located in Kansas. This is the National Association, so we're all over the place, we're kind of based out of Denver, but represent actually all 50 states.
Okay, absolutely. And one of the things we're going to talk about here today is the fact that water buffalo meat is being labeled as buffalo and obviously causing an issue.
Yes, it has. It's caused quite a disruption in the pet food industry as well as in the human sector. It's coming in under FDA, and the way the rules and regs are, it can. And so we've got some support on our side from Senator Thune, Bennett, and Hoeven, and they've introduced some legislation to get that corrected.
How long has it been going on?
Probably a couple of years, and it just keeps expanding. We've seen it slack off since we've taken notice and made some attempts to get it shut down, and we'll get there. We'll get there.
And where is it coming from?
It's being imported from either Australia or India, and there's like 140 million water buffalo in the world. So it's not, there's so many of them that it's a inexpensive commodity, and so we don't want to compete with that. And we don't want our consumers being confused. That's the main problem. We want them being confused as to what they are buying.
So does it come down to a labeling issue?
It is a labeling issue. If you use up to 3% of an ingredient in your product, you can use it in your advertising. So showing a picture of a bison and using the word buffalo is legal under FDA. It's not under USDA, but under FDA it is legal. And that's one of the things we're trying to get fixed, to make them say water buffalo. You know, we don't have a problem with them importing it and using it, just say what it is. If there's by using that term buffalo as the first ingredient and then way down the list is bison, you know, it kind of tells you that it's being used to dupe the consumer into believing they're buying our product. And if there's a problem with it, I'm sure we're the ones that are going to get a black eye out of the deal.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, and how are prices for bison?
We're seeing a little dip in the market. We've got some challenges ahead of us. We're way behind for the last several years trying to expand and, you know, growth pains. And so right now it's going to be a soft market for a year or two, but all in all, things are looking well. Even though we're in a down market, we're at $4 a pound on the rail for young animals, so we're not complaining too loud.
It always seems to hold its value, doesn't it?
It's been a good product, and people really, really appreciate the quality of the product, and they also love the story, and that's something we definitely have going in our favor.
And as you mentioned last year, you're always looking for new producers, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we can always use more. There's a kind of a place for everybody in this market, all the way from the cottage industry where somebody has, you know, 10, 20 head and they gate to plate, they do the whole thing.
Eric will be right back.